What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Salem, Massachusetts. You guys, I got big news. My big acting job last week is me, Auden, the Salem Love Witch of Massachusetts.
You got a big hat.
I got news. I didn't want to tell you that I was going to be on our show. I had a big, big job that I had to go execute. I wanted Avon and Rachel to find love. And as the love witch of Massachusetts, I didn't want to beat you to the punch. It's the oldest shop in America. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Laura Lee Ardmarine, and I am coming to you from my bougie garage in Salem, Massachusetts.
Celebrity.
With me today, can I just say, no autographs, please.
No.
Is the press here? It's just trying to get Laura Lee. Is the press here? Listen, you guys, what a lineup we have for Men Tell All. I'm just going to start to my right.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
I don't think a person has come into the podcast and rocked our listeners' world so much in a long time, except for the person across from you.
Yeah.
Ooh, competition.
Oh yeah, competition. Yeah, that's why they put us across from each other.
You're the captain of the varsity men's team. She's the captain of the varsity women's team. Aww. Coming in hot. The audience was like, wait, but these aren't the official rookies. Who are they?
Mm-hmm.
Give us the, I mean, shall I just read some of the comments?
Please do, please
As
do.
As the love witch.
I need this.
Okay, so first of all, you know this person. He's an actor. He's a comedian. Oh. He's on Physical. Oh. He hosts, is it Freeze Live, Family Feud, Family Feud Live?
Well, yeah, no, I'm trying not to get sued, so it's Comedian Feud.
Okay, that's exactly right.
Family Feud.
No, I would never. What, do you think I'm trying to get you sued?
I don't think so.
Okay, literally, the amount of comments about this person, they were like, okay, Jaquise was awesome. Love the new guest star. Jaquise is an amazing addition to the lineup.
Oh,
great addition. Excellent viewpoints. Hobie comes back. I mean, okay, they like Rob Benedict. But
Who doesn't?
Jaquise coming in with best observations. Please bring him back. Another great addition.
What?
I mean, legit. They're all, hope he's a regular.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you
something. Are you kidding? Ladies and gentlemen, Jaquise Neal.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something.
Talk
I'm here for y'all. I'm here for everybody.
Talk to me.
I'm, I'm feeling good. This feels great. It feels good. I feel like I should be the next Bachelor.
I mean, oh legit? Are you kidding me? You would kill it.
I have America's love.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do. And you know, we're very popular in like Australia, Canada.
Yes, and I've never been to either of those
places.
Are
you a single guy?
I am a single guy.
And how would you feel about being, could we sign you up to be on The Bachelorette?
Should we be on The Bachelorette? I mean, probably not The Bachelorette. I want it to be all about myself. So, and I know that's not how it works.
I know that's not how it works,
but I think they should make an exception.
I mean, I feel the same way. I want to be The Bachelorette.
You don't want to be on The Bachelor. No, you just want to be The Bachelorette.
I would kill it as The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would be Nate.
I would, you know, look, my brother Nate, also from Chicago. Mid-30s.
Yeah.
That's my arc.
Well, and I want to say, he hadn't really watched the show or been through it. Maybe he did with Tyler, but I feel that you understand the name of the game.
Mm-hmm,
You've been on television, so I feel like you could go and just, like, I think, because watching his videos, the guy's funny and fun.
Yeah.
And I felt like, he got a little shy on camera. You would just go in and, water.
We would go in. Let me tell you something. If I was on Gabby season, I would still be there, everybody.
I mean,
I would still be
there.
Wow. I would still be there.
No shit. Wow. I'm just going to
throw that out there.
Wow. Oh.
We could see it.
We get it. Speaking of people who get it, there's a woman who came in last season, around this time.
Wow.
Came in hot. You were on with Padgett, weren't you?
I was on. Well, the first time it was just
solo.
Just
solo flyer. Solo flyer. And so this person came on is this my friend? She listens to the podcast. She came in as a pinch hitter. And I got to tell you, the listeners have fallen so hard for you in your observations.
Oh, that's so nice.
You are a crowd pleaser. And I feel like you are representing the gods and goddesses that are the listeners of the franchise. Ladies and gentlemen, we love her. We stan her. She's a fucking champion. She made me my necklace. My friend Whitney!
Hey! Wow.
The champ. It's a great necklace.
Wow.
My friend Whitney.
I've been wearing it backwards so that I can see champion in the mirror.
I literally never take it off. I never take it off.
Except to flip it around.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so, now, speaking of champions,
this man
is a historian.
Wow.
He's the executive producer of Bachelor Silver Lake.
Okay. Here to offer Jacquees Bachelor Silver Lake.
You know what?
Season 3.
You know what? Sign me up.
Okay?
Tell him what he gets.
Tell him the kind of ladies he gets.
Well, it's not just ladies.
It's fluid.
30... men, women, and gender non-conforming people competing for your heart.
There you go.
And I have a lot of heart to give, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tattoos. Yeah.
And we go looking for coyotes in Griffith Park.
Wow.
Whoever finds you a coyote puppy might get a rose that night.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
We break into the L.A. Zoo.
Now you got me. The old zoo or the new zoo?
I love the old zoo. We smoke a lot of weed in the old zoo.
Yeah.
But we break into the new zoo.
You do space cakes in the old zoo.
And then you
go see the animals in the new zoo.
And we raft down the L.A. River. You go to Frogtown.
You go right to Frogtown to the bicycle cafe.
Exactly.
This sounds amazing. This sounds amazing. Season 3?
And then we could go do your show. Comedian feud.
Is that the Elysian
Theater right there?
Yes.
It's a full circle moment. That's where we could do the final rose ceremony.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I already have my suit on.
Oh my God. I can't wait. So also, you know him. He is our permanent guest on our Patreon, me and Tana. We are now knee deep in Southern charm. I found myself quoting Patricia at tennis last night. For our listeners out there who are not caught up with our latest episode, guys, there's big news
Lindsay and fucking Carl are married.
Lindsay and Carl are engaged. Lindsay and Carl from Summer House are engaged. Lindsay and Carl from breaking news. Lindsay and Carl from Summer House are engaged. I have my dating guru is on there, which is Paige, but he's also the host of Rock Tales with Amit Zappa. Mm. He's hosted the Brando cast. Many of our guests have been on. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Smith.
Hello. I'm so excited also to talk about BravoCon. I don't know. Can we talk about BravoCon?
We want to go to BravoCon. Podcast? We want to go to BravoCon.
I can probably make that happen.
Yeah, could you?
Just saying.
Yeah.
I feel like this side of the table can make it happen.
Okay. Yeah, we want to go to BravoCon because I have a place to stay.
Okay.
We want to go, badly. We badly.
Where is it?
It's New York City.
It is. Okay.
We want to go.
Oh, yeah.
Badly.
Okay. Do what you do, Whitney.
Do what you do.
Do what you do, Whitney.
Do what you do, Whitney. Do what you do, Whitney.
also, get on that phone.
Also, we really do. For
no,
real. The
okay.
three of us.
I can do that.
Okay. Speaking of, also, Dr. Banana, shout out. Speaking of our listeners, because we're obsessed with our listeners. And I want to say, this is going to sound so gross. This is going to sound so gross. No, not about you. I'm about to sound so humble, braggy, grody, gross. So as you know, I've been going on dates with a person. Mm-hmm. I happen to get recognized somewhere. This person says, does that happen to you? And I said, sometimes. I said, often it's my voice. And I said, but the people that are the best, because they're my friends, even though I don't know them, are the podcast listeners, because they come up and I love them. I love the podcast listeners. And you had that happen. You just went to a podcast convention in Dallas?
It's podcast movement. It's a conference, whatever. It's very industry. But I went there and I was sitting down having a very poorly made sandwich.
Stop bragging. Stop bragging. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this nice young woman came up to me and was like, I'm so sorry to bother you. And I was like, oh, here we go. They're going to be like, can I have a podcast on iHeart? As most people on that at that place did, which I was like, it doesn't work like that. But she was like, I'm a huge fan of she Will called, You Accept This Rose?
And she called you what?
She said, Dr. Banana.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
She said to your
parents, yes.
She knew a medical professional was in the building.
Yes.
She said, Dr. Banana. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to resuscitate. And she was like, I got into podcasting because of this podcast.
Wow.
She was there as industry and was like, I watched The Bachelor when I didn't have any friends who watched it, so I had no one to talk to about it, and I started listening to this podcast, and then it made me want to get into podcasting, and I was like, that is so
And now
nice.
She's at the conference. I haven't even been at the conference. Have you been at the conference?
No.
I haven't even been at the conference. This is great.
You don't need to.
But can I just say,
it's
shout
all
out.
Sales guys. Shout out. Like, I would love to get a drink
gross.
With you to talk about.
I can't.
And it's like, wah, wah, wah.
Anybody that calls you Dr. Banana, you know is your real friend.
Those are the real ones.
That's how you know.
Real ones know.
That's how you know. No. The people who come up to me and talk to me about JJ and Mittens, I know they know what's up. People talk to me about the Bone Zone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They know. And then
the
they talk
zone.
To me about Centaurs when they talk to, like, they know what's
These
up.
These are the OGs.
These are the OGs.
These are the OGs.
These
so
are the people
out,
who get
thank
me.
Thank you for saying hello. It made my day. It really made my day. I texted Arden and Katie
immediately. No, we love our listeners. And then another thing, and this is the final thing I'm going to say, like, because I love our listeners, we had an ad last week and I like to test the products and I hadn't tested it yet. So I got home and I tested Meaningful Beauty, which is Cindy Crawford's, it's like creams and stuff.
Ooh,
can
love
I
a cream.
Tell you, first of all, I'm always dehydrated. Second of all, I just got off of a plane. I never drink water. It's 1,000 degrees.
Right.
I'm a ginger living in a hellhole that's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I don't look ginger, but.
But I believe you. You have
you
no
know,
reason to lie.
You understand. Yeah. No, I lie about everything else.
Okay,
but not that.
But not this.
Okay, can I just say this, the creams, the night cream and the day cream are so like moisturizing. I got to tell you, I feel like I'm 13 years old. I really like the creams. I want to just
why
say.
Cindy looks as good as she
Does. Is why.
Do I
look just like Cindy Crawford? Did you think, wait, is Cindy Crawford hosting?
Yes.
When I walked through the door, I was like, you didn't tell me Cindy was going to be here.
That's exactly right. Is there a code? How do people do this, Dr. Banana? It's meaningfulbeauty.com. Promo code. It looks like it's just like a microphone icon. Is that what is that?
No, so I guess you subscribe today and you can get the Meaningful Beauty system for just $49.95.
How do you get, is there a code?
No, I guess it's if you just subscribe now.
All right. Well, we like it.
Meaningfulbeauty.com.
Maybe message them if it's not giving to you.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
Message them.
Hit them up on IG and be like, this is where I got
it. Yeah, I listened to Rose podcast and how do we get the code? Okay,
Can I say something too?
Yes.
We got to get this off the top. Last week.
Yeah.
I told everybody, and I hope y'all listen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get your sleep crown.
Oh my God, we're doing it here. Yes.
We don't have to do it here.
No, we're doing
it. But I want to do it. Yeah. I get your sleep crowns. It's the best thing ever. And I said this before even knowing how great the
sleep
crown
was
going to be.
That was a sleep portal.
I got my sleep crown,
from
everybody.
Do you love
I got
it?
The crown.
How soft is it? Could you believe it when
it's
you felt
beautiful.
It?
It's beautiful.
What is a sleep crown?
What?
Oh.
What?
I'm a straight white
what?
Dude.
What?
Could
you go to pay?
What is a sleep crown?
A sleep crown is, okay, there's this woman, Julie. She's not a sponsor.
Shout out, Julie.
She gives one to every Tweet of the Week list winner. It's literally like a weighted blanket meets a sleep mask meets like a security blanket, and you sleep with it across your eyes and your ears, and it's like the most soothing. It's like a hug bit for your face,
mm-hmm.
and
Haven't you heard us talk about it before? You've been here before. Did you zone out?
No, last time I was here with you, we did not talk about sleep
crowns. Well, I want to also report, you guys. I confessed that I'd been going on some dates with a suitor, yes. And I was debating whether it was pushy to show up with my sleep crown. And you all said?
Do it.
I did.
And?
I felt vulnerable pulling it out. I was like, hey, I have a hard time sleeping. This is my sleep portal. I'm going on a magic carpet ride, and you're not invited, but it'll be next to you.
Yeah.
He was like, of course you should bring your pillow, your magic blanket. Of course you should always bring your pillow.
Let me tell y'all something.
If somebody, he's a keeper.
If your suitor doesn't want you to get sleep.
Yeah.
Don't be with that person.
But my suitor didn't even seem freaked out that I was like, I didn't know. It was like too soon to show up with your own pillow.
Okay.
No, fuck that. Show up with that. Show up with your, retainer, mouth guard.
Yeah. Retainer? I haven't done retainer yet.
Who
I have earplugs.
It's you.
I'll show up my sleep apnea machine.
Well, here's my question to that point. To that point, what does the sleep crown do for snoring?
Makes it quieter?
Makes it,
Your nose is open.
You still will snore.
Yeah. You still
snore. My husband uses it. He still snores.
Yeah.
But it's fine because I can't really hear it because I have my sleep crown on.
I will be traveling with my sleep crown tonight.
Hell yeah.
Will you wear the sleep crown at BravoCon?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh.
Hello, Paige.
Oh my God, what am I going to wear? Hi, Paige. Oh my God, what am I going to wear? I promise to our listeners that we're going to start talking about The Bachelor. Who gives a shit? They didn't even give us a fucking rose ceremony. We're going to talk about what? We're
going to watch it.
We have to watch it on .com.
We tried. Okay, we're going to get to that. Oh. Okay, point being, I'm going to have to get one of, what's her name, from New York, Sonia. I have to get a Sonia Morgan dress and wear it to BravoCon.
Okay,
here we go. Guys, let's just get to it. What the hell? First of all, I mean, thank God they at least gave us a witch on a hometown and a broken table. Like, if not for Loralee, which we'll get to because that's the only thing to talk about.
Yeah.
They did not. What is it coming off? The train coming off the
It
train?
Was an ad within an ad. They did within an ad. Within an ad. Within an ad.
Literally, their only job is to show us the rose ceremony. We're down to the final, like who's going to Fantasy Suites? Well, literally, okay, wait. So they show us how to do an app to get champagne.
Right.
They show us an ad for the Kardashians, ad for bros. They showed us fucking meatball, mud wrestling, and marinara with Billy Eichner.
Billy Eichner, yes.
Like, literally, you have one job.
And they didn't do it.
Show me the fucking... And we went all night and morning to abc.com to try to find the rose ceremony. You have one job.
I couldn't... Yeah.
They didn't even put it up. So fine. You're clickbait. You're clickbaiting. I'm getting baited. I'm at your stupid
baited.
Website. Where is it?
And if you're gonna... you're gonna do that, don't tell us what happens in the thing.
What happened, though. That's the thing. Yeah. There has to be three guys each going into Fantasy Suites.
I know, but at least show it to us and go like, well, you know what? Give us the suspense.
They showed us those little clips and he was like, everyone got chosen.
But
everyone's going to Fantasy
Suites.
But
at least give us the suspense that someone might get cut. So you
Well, nobody could get cut.
I know, but we don't know that. We don't know that. So why not just give us the suspense of like, is that going to make it? Okay, everybody's going. Like, at least be like, you get a free pass.
It was just... The rose ceremony was moot at that point.
I can't eat it. I mean, legit.
It was moot.
Where is it?
I don't know.
It's on abc.com/
I don't even remember
Patreon.
Him saying that.
Patreon.
I can't.
I was just like, as soon as they were like, we're not showing it, I was like, well, everyone is going, so it doesn't matter. And then I just spaced out.
I can't. Yeah.
I can tell you this, that I reached out to somebody that I knew at ABC just to find out if all of the rumors about Logan on the boat were true.
Ooh, and she, what'd they say? Cocaine.
She didn't answer me. And then I asked, where is the rose ceremony? And she didn't answer. Either. So
I
have no clout. Maybe I can't get you in.
Was one of the rumors that Logan may or may not have gotten jiggy with someone in production?
It was that. Or was that drugs?
Or somebody on the cruise. Somebody worked on the cruise.
Right.
There was a rumor he was caught doing something inappropriate. Now what that means,
it could have been drugs or a sexy time.
I think it was sexy time.
But I think it made sense too because you couldn't talk... You couldn't say anything bad about the cruise because they obviously had a big plan for them.
Right.
So that's
really
why.
Now, on that point about the cruise, First of all, I was mad that we weren't there. We really should have been.
Oh my God,
there
I would love
night.
To have been on
where
the crew.
Where are they? Are they on the Buena Vista lot?
They're probably at CBS Burbank. Radford.
Okay. So I'm going to say I was mad, and then I was mad that I didn't get a free cruise ticket. However, there was some intel.
There's some intel.
Friend across the table.
Let me say this first. I am going on one of these free cruises. I did not get it, but I have a friend who works on the Valiant Lady.
Yes.
And I am taking
also my
the cruise.
That's my new tagline on IMDb.
And that's
Carter Marines
the
Valiant Lady.
Valiant Lady.
That's the same boat.
That's the same boat they were on.
The exact same.
The same exact
it's a good
boat
looking
they
boat.
Were on.
It's a good looking boat.
It's a good looking boat.
Good looking
I can't
boat.
Goddamn wait. I can't wait.
You're going to be getting some
suitors.
Because
you can use
suitors.
That app, right? And just get you the
can,
champagne.
I can use the app and get the champagne wherever
oh my
I'm
God.
At on the boat.
Jaquise.
Yes. No matter what. And they're going
to
come out
instantly. Talk champagne app to me. Talk champagne app.
I can't wait.
You got to film that and send it to us.
Oh my God. We need
I will.
When are you going?
I will.
When are you going?
I'm going December. Listen, if anybody want to come on this cruise with me, December 17th from Miami.
Yeah.
I'm going to a few places, right?
Yes.
Where does it
so
go?
Here's it. I don't know.
Okay.
But
Tampa
Miami.
To Miami to Tampa.
Yes,
back to Miami,
Miami
Keys,
Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Atlanta, and then back up to Florida.
I'll be there.
We're just going through the Gulf.
I'll be there.
So here's the intel I got. I know somebody who was on the... Who was in the audience on the tell-all.
Yes.
You remember that girl who gave, like, the eye roll when Logan was talking?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, that's the homie Elle Woods. I know her.
Elle Woods?
Really? She that's
was,
her name?
No.
That's
Does
her
she
name.
Only legally
pink?
Blonde?
No, that's
well,
not her name.
I mean,
legally,
that's her real. Elle Woods is her real name.
No,
I
lady,
promise you,
lucky girl.
But not from. It was Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon was there.
Oh my God, she's a huge fan of Jesse Palmer.
Yes, she said she turned down a cruise because it was for two people, and she apparently couldn't find a second person to get to go with her.
Go with
but also,
her.
You had her. To take it before December.
I'll go with her.
Well, I mean, I should. Well, she turned it down.
I
now.
Can't believe. So you had to. Wait, did you,
you
have to
go
make a commitment at that time? Like,
I
you
think
couldn't
you
just
did.
Walk out
oh,
with
that's
a coupon?
Hard to do. They
yeah,
should give you a coupon.
Yeah. I think they give you what's called an access key.
Okay.
But you had to make a decision if you wanted it or not.
I want
like,
it.
Like at that
they,
time.
Obviously,
maybe
I want
they made her like,
and pay the taxes.
The date
and pay the taxes, which maybe she didn't know how much the taxes was going to be. Let me go ahead and give you a little insight.
Okay.
It turned $4,000 cruise into $170.
Okay.
So how did you get a free cruise?
Because I got a homie who works on the boat.
We learned it last week.
I got a homie who works on a boat. She is in the wardrobe department.
Yeah.
All the clothes you saw from the cruise people are all, you know.
I didn't see anybody that worked at the cruise.
That's what I'm saying.
I would like.
She's been doing nothing for the past few months.
When you go on this cruise, please find the room where all the guys always had to sit and
yes.
wait.
With the portal.
See if you can find someone who can just show up in that tiny green
oh,
dress.
I will.
Oh,
yes.
Please do a recreation.
That's the only reason I'm going.
Yes.
Honestly, this made me want to go more on.
Oh,
this
yeah.
boat.
Well, obviously. No, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. I need to go to Sayulita, Mexico because of paradise.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have to go with Doug.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yes.
All right, here we go. So here we are. We're with Avon. Now, at least we got one fun date.
Yeah.
We got one fun date. Yeah. We're in Salem, Massachusetts, which I've been to because I'm from that part of the world. And it actually is kind of a spooky place, and it's kind of a weird place to be from.
Yeah.
I was like, wait.
Especially for a half black dude.
Yeah, like.
Whose mom is a witch.
Whose mom is a witch.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Also.
She's a relative of.
Her spell was to make her voice identical to Rachel. They have the exact same voice. Rachel and his mom have the exact same voice.
That, yes, yes.
That was her witch spell. And she also kind of had a vibe of the witch, like Laurelee.
Yes.
Didn't you think it was funny when they had their talk that they were just on like the just like water breaker thing that they were just sitting on?
Yeah.
And I was like, you couldn't find a nice location.
No, Salem's really a very picturesque town. It's beautiful. I wonder if like there's like a military thing there, like because that part of the world oftentimes on the water there's like a Navy situation, there's a Coast Guard situation.
But
like,
they
maybe
find them like a nice chair.
No, but I mean maybe that's why his family was there. Maybe that's like I don't know, like who lives in Salem?
I don't know a single person. I didn't know Salem was real.
Yeah.
I thought it was just
you don't
from,
watch
like,
Housewives of New York City?
I mean, no,
oh, yeah,
I
they
don't.
Went. They went
I
this
don't.
Year. You got to come to BravoCon. Okay.
I know.
Okay. So, so Rachel's really nervous. We found out last week that his parents have never approved of any of his exes, and both of them have not been in the same room since he graduated from college, which was only like a minute ago. It was 6 years ago. And here we are. I was just writing my new character, amazing accent. And she's like, hello. I mean, I recorded it. I just want to see if I can recreate it. This is like when I saw her, a lot of hop.
When I was watching it.
You're so passionate.
Well, I'm from this area.
I cannot wait to hear our
Okay, wait. Here we go. Obviously, this is like literally, this is my life's work. Here we go. So let's just see if I can just play it and then recreate it. First of all, not true. Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Well, this is the oldest shop in Salem, if not the country.
Wow. I think we should go around the table.
Hey, I'm going to do it again. Hey, how you guys doing today? This is the oldest shop in Salem, if not the country. Wow. All right, give it a go.
Hey, how you guys doing today? This is the oldest shop in Salem, if not the country.
All right, you're up.
Wow.
You're up, Whitney.
I've already forgotten all the words.
Ready?
Oh, hey. That's all I got.
Hey, hey, how you guys doing today? This is the oldest shop in Salem, if not the country.
Mm-hmm.
Oldest shop in Salem, in maybe the country.
All right, Dr. Banana.
Dr. B.
Oh, hey. Hey, welcome to the oldest shop in the country.
Katie. Katie. Katie.
You guys, we all sound like we're in Bob's Burgers. Not me.
Katie.
Everybody else.
Oh, hey. Katie.
I can't. Hey. Welcome to the oldest shop. I sound like an old man.
You got it. Keep going.
You got to go. You got to do it.
Oldest shop in the country.
Oh, hey, how you guys doing? Welcome to the oldest shop in Salem, if not the country.
By the way, it's not the oldest shop in the country.
How is that possible?
Okay, wait.
The Love Witch of Salem.
I am the Love Witch of Salem.
The Love Witch of Salem.
You know, I'm just looking at you, and I'm like, this is all about love, I can tell. And I'm like, you know what? I got to tell you about my famous love spell.
I thought, you know, I'm looking at you, and I thought, you know what? I got to tell you about my famous love spell. Your heart is closed. Your heart needs to open. And I'm looking at you, and I'm thinking, I'm thinking, oh, Avon, you need, words have power.
Oh.
And Rachel needs to hear the words, and you need affirmation, Rachel.
Wow.
Rachel, you need the affirmation. And he's having the feels. He's having all the feels. Don't touch the table. It will break. I said, don't touch the table.
As soon as this scene was happening, I was like, I wish she would have said something that was unpredictable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then as soon as I like wrote the E on unpredictable, they broke the table. I was like, yes. And then her accent drops.
You're also like, is this a bad sign? And she didn't answer. She didn't say
she
no.
She didn't answer. She was like, yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is a bad sign.
Oh, I see in you that you like to eat hawks. Like, and you're,
I wanted that.
I'm looking at you and I know you're shooting blanks. Gonna be hard on a baby.
According to Reality Steve, you're not going to pick Avon.
I'm looking at you and I'm thinking you're going to be a terrible mother.
You're going to be. You look like a loser. Yeah, honey.
Exactly.
Have you been to the bone zone?
Hey, listen. I'm thinking you'll probably get to go boner, but you're not going to get a ring.
Can you believe that Carl and Lindsay are engaged?
I'm talking about Summer House now. It's the crossover episode that we're all waiting for. If anybody's getting engaged, you'd think it'd be on The Bachelorette, but no, it's on Summer House.
When is Winter House starting?
I'm going to BravoCon.
This is
There's
a new
three
show.
Three levels of VIP passes.
This is a new show right here, yeah.
Oh my God, Loralee.
Big hot and passionate.
Truly the best part of the whole episode.
Oh, she was She's the only thing that happened. And then Rachel comes in. She goes, oh my God, we get crystals.
Ugh.
Like, I can't.
I need the passion one.
I can't. Yeah,
can you imagine the PA freak out, though, when the table went down?
I can't.
Oh, my, well, first of all, I felt like, that woman was in character the whole entire time. And then it fell. And then she just, like, lost it.
Yeah. Like,
and she was
fuck
like,
this.
And then I was like, how is it that Rachel and Avon are the ones that are having to pick up the table?
No.
I was like, wait, what's
it was the lead up was this. Lots of passion, romance, just a little shy. You follow your heart, and so, oh, all for love and light. Follow your hearts. Wish you both the best of luck. And then the table.
Oh,
and it was just silence.
I think
silence.
Someone's... Core got
I was gonna say, I don't even know
yeah,
how.
I don't
what
know
did
how.
They?
It was like so quick. It was like, was
it
just
a
like,
witch spell.
Was the table just like balancing on
yes,
a
on
tiny
that trunk.
Thing?
On that
and then
trunk.
The table didn't break.
No. It did not break.
Just the spell. Yeah, the spell broke.
The wax and the crystals. And
yeah.
Did everyone
and
see
the
pentagram?
Stayed lit.
Lit.
Did you
yes.
see that?
Oh.
I thought it was going to light the whole place on fire. I was like, oh, boy.
Maybe it's a fake candle. Fake candle. You know, you can't be having real candles in, with cameras and shit, production.
Oh.
Disney don't allow real candles
oh,
on set.
Oh, the mouse is mad at fake candles.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, and then she goes and meets the parents, and his mom is also a witch and sounds just yeah. like Rachel.
Yeah.
And she's chattering her teeth on the way up the stairs.
Oh, my God. She's terrified. And then she's like, I have to say, I think both she and Gavi,
Gavi.
I think she and Gavi both give good parents. I think they both, like, they handle the grilling well. I think they're more poised than I would be. I think I would shut down more. When she's able to present as warm and, like, believably be like, of course I'm going to marry even when she knows she's going to go for stupid Tino.
Yeah.
Did you notice, though, that she says, Rachel says the exact same thing to each one.
Yes.
She says,
she's
first of all,
very
I
rehearsed.
Truly, that could be the drinking game for the show. Like, drink every time she says truly. But she also said that each... I forget exactly the wording, unless you wrote it down there, but it is very specific to each
guy. We have a deep
guy.
Connection.
Yes.
We have a deep connection.
And then she would say something like, your son is so special.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. We have, yeah.
We
had a connection.
We have so much in common.
Tell me three things about your son.
Him.
Tell me three things.
Avid loves to give blood for no reason.
Yeah.
Right?
I can see a future. I can see a future with Avid.
Yeah.
I am serious. When I get engaged, that's it for me. I'm 100% seriously. I'm earnestly, sincerely, this is too much. Earnestly, sincerely, wholeheartedly ready to fall in love with Ava.
When is the last time y'all ever said wholeheartedly in a sentence? Nobody says that word.
Wholeheartedly.
It's too many syllables.
It's stupid.
No.
I truly do see a future with him. Our relationship is so special. I'm excited to see where it goes. The mom said there's still three others, which makes me know that this was filmed before
That's
Tyler.
That's my other thing I was
filmed
wondering.
Before
exactly.
Tyler.
That.
Filmed before Tyler.
And so the voiceover, I kept wondering, so had she also, sent
Katie
Tyler home yet?
Got the order. Katie, tell us the order of the date.
Not only is she Boner Patrol, she's Boner Patrol,
and she's the order of the date.
There was no bonus on this, but there's an order.
For Rachel, it went Avon, Tyler, Zach, and Tino.
Tino was last. He's the closer.
So that's why it was all just like they made that up. She's like, my last date with Tino didn't go well. Avon was her first date. Like she didn't
so
have.
So that was some post production.
That was looping.
Some post production.
ADR, and then,
honey.
If you're interested, Gabby was Eric, Jason, Johnny.
Eric was first.
Eric was first.
He's the winner. Wrap it up.
I think so.
Oh my God. Side note. Gabby DM'd me.
What?
Wait.
Bro, you gotta lead with this. You gotta lead with this. Lead with this.
Okay, we're gonna take a quick break and I'm gonna tell you guys everything. Oh my God. No, they did not. No, they did not. Oh, yes, they did.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
And we're back. You guys, I can't even. Okay, so you know how we've been doing fun little videos?
Yeah.
Okay, so I posted one last week, the one of Rob pitching to Gabby that he was going to be her man, that he's a 51-year-old stroke survivor yes. with a questionable
yes.
prostate.
Yes.
But I'm the man for you, Gabby.
Yes.
And then she.
She's great.
She DM'd me. She DM'd me.
She slid into your DM.
And she said, how did he know a questionable prostate is the key to my heart?
Oh.
And then, Gabby.
Gabby and Rob Benedict?
Yes. And then I said, we love you. We're rooting for you. Dingbat, say dingbat, blah, blah, blah. And then she wrote, our kind needs to stick together. Thank you so much. It means the world.
Yes.
And we follow each other.
I just want to say that I was at the end of that video. So that means Gabby knows about me.
Gabby, yes. This is Brendan Smith. I've been a friend of Art of Marines for over 20 years.
Anna's not filming.
I'm in a relationship, and you might be too, but you know, if you're ever in Silver Lake, California, I can promise you nights that, well, it would be pretty boring because we'd listen to a lot of Iron Maiden and smoke a lot of weed. However,
this
if
is
you're
for Gabby,
down for that, this is for Gabby.
This is for Gabby.
Yeah.
Gabby, I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I got about 16 more years before I hit 51, so enough time to have a stroke.
And a crushable.
Enough time to have my prostate go into question. So if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Just give me the 16. Gabby, I'm looking right in the camera at you. Give me the 16 years.
Gabby, look.
I'll be what you need.
Gabby, I'm not trying to date you, but I am trying to be your best friend. And yes. I'm just here to say that Dingbat, see Dingbat, and I think you've handled yourself so gracefully.
She's great.
And I have not had a stroke, and I don't have a prostate, I don't think. But that doesn't mean that we can't be best friends, and I'd like to invite you to my bougie garage. And we just think you're doing great. We just think you're the best bachelorette there's ever been.
Gabby, I have an extra ticket to Duran Duran at the Hollywood Bowl on Sunday, September 11th.
Okay. Ooh.
I got a whole bag of edibles.
Ooh.
The reflex is a lonely child who's waiting by the park. Come on. That's the kind of time I can give you if you come to the City of Angels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If you're into hip hop, September 7th, I have an extra ticket to Kendrick Lamar.
Gabby, look, my friend is trying to get me one extra ticket, or even me a ticket, to go see at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery to go see Grease this Saturday night. And if you're down to be like the you get to be Rizzo or Sandy, I'll be whichever one you want. I'll even be Frenchie. I don't care. Uh-huh. I'll be Fat Jan like I was in high school.
Okay, Gabby,
yeah.
I'm gonna throw the gauntlet down on the table.
Okay.
September 27th and September 28th. Two nights in a row at the Honda Center in Anaheim, California. The return of Iron Maiden.
Wow. All right, I got it. I got to give you one more. One more, Gabby. You've already been on this boat, but it wasn't operational. If you want to take a cruise on the high seas on the Valiant Lady.
Gabby.
December 17th, hit me up.
Gabby, listen. I actually rented a private karaoke room for this Thursday night in downtown in Little Tokyo. I got it for two people, but I can make it for four if you want to bring you and, or I'm guessing Eric, but I could be wrong. You might have a double date with me and this guy that I brought my sleep crown to that we're seeing.
Yes.
I don't know what it is yet. If you want to come do private room karaoke with us, we could be best friends.
Gabby, have you ever camped in Griffith Park by the Bat Caves in Bronson Canyon? I have a four-person Coleman tent. I have a little stove. I can order pizza from the Gelson's on Franklin. It's totally easy to get food. However,
Gabby. We've made our points, Gabby. We've made our points. Gabby, it's up to you to choose now.
It's up to you to choose. It's up to you to choose now. Gabby. Like, I have my own merch that says a champ, and I believe you are. I have my own merch. I can get you a t-shirt or a sweatshirt. Damn. You can make it in a tank top, little dress, or shower curtain
can't
of the champ.
Compete with that.
I mean, I've got a champ capsule collection merch line, Gabby.
Damn.
All right. Well, I think our job is done here.
I think we did it. I think we did it.
I think we did it. We did it.
Yes.
We did it. Welcome to the Matrix. Anyway, where was I? Look at Anna's crying. Anna, what do you think is the worst or best offer?
Yeah. Anna, give us a precursor.
Two nights of Iron Maiden in a row, and I have backstage passes.
What's the worst and best offer?
You didn't say backstage passes.
Yeah, you should have said backstage passes. I mean, I'll go with you to Kendrick if you're looking.
Okay. What's the worst offer?
It can't be.
I'm buying the Bat Cave. Ordering pizza.
Look at Anna.
Pizza from Gelson's.
Look at Anna. Anna's dying. Oh, Anna just got back from her world tour. Like, she was like sexy times in Greece, and now she's come back to this shenanigans. So I also like when you're well again, it seems like you're kind of well again, Anna.
Oh, I know. You've got it back.
You've got it back.
To wipe my eyes. Back.
Oh, my God.
I would go to Iron Maiden.
I would go to Duran Duran. And I would go to Kendrick Lamar. Listen. I will not go camping.
I'm from Jersey. So
obviously. I'm not a camper.
Big
never.
All the time.
You're never.
Camping 10 minutes from your house.
I would never. Not ever.
And get pizza from Gelson's.
I just want to act like I could get murdered. Just make it easier. Okay. So then we have the dad liked Rachel. And
I love this dad.
I love the dad.
Because at first he was he had the classic black dad look, like, I don't know about this. and then he pulled it to the side.
Yeah.
He was better at that conversation than Tino's dad was before.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Because I actually felt like he gave her a shot. Whereas Tino's dad had made up his mind and just decided. I honestly think he also enjoyed having the camera on him.
Yeah.
And was like ready to be a douche.
Yeah.
Whereas I felt like he should be skeptical.
Yeah, that's fair.
And like, I felt like he came around and was like, okay.
All right.
I feel that I got a satisfactory answer.
Yeah.
Not realizing the same answer was going to go to two other dads.
Oh. Yeah.
And then he says, now Aven has not been up front. But this time he put his heart on his sleeve. I am falling in love with you. And then she goes, oh my God, you have no idea. You are slow to open up. And I keep thinking I want him to tell me how he feels. She's so happy. Mm. I wanted him to say that for a really long time. Mm. I am falling in love with Aven. I feel really confident this could be it.
Mm. She didn't say it to him, though.
No. She can't. You can't. Although she did say it to Tino.
She said it to Tino.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
She's so insecure and all she wants is validation. And
she's a crush collector.
There's a lot of people that are.
That's a crush
collector.
Point.
Yeah, she's a crush collector.
Yeah.
But that's what Ari was. Ari was a crush collector.
Oh, yeah.
He was the biggest crush collector out of them all.
And a kiss bandit.
He's a kissing bandit and a crush collector. Mm. Okay, so before we move on, so then they're like, well, and they all got roses. Can somebody do another quick Google search to see if there's a fucking rose ceremony anywhere? Like, there's nothing. Can we just discuss how angry, like, are you seriously not giving? That's what this show is.
So Bachelor Data did a thing, and the show last night was, hold on, shit. It was 35 minutes of commercials.
Oh, whoa.
In the content, you mean?
Because Billy Eichner got 20 minutes on Bros.
Yeah, they said how like that was really long. 54 minutes of commercials and promotional.
There you go. That's what it is. 54 minutes. And they didn't even give us commercials and promotional content. You have one job.
Yeah. It's a rose ceremony. That's it. Like,
I think because everyone got chosen, they were just like, we'd rather make money.
Then don't do the meatball.
I agree. Yeah. That segment, I like Billy Eichner a lot. That was way too fucking long.
Yeah.
It was so long.
It was so long.
Everything, I was like, but are you going to announce like a gay bachelor? I was like, where is this going? Yeah. This has absolutely no.
I don't know what it had to do with. Email. They like made it seem like, guys, you've been waiting for this.
No.
And I was like, we haven't. I didn't know these people were going to be on the show.
And I was like, none of the people in the audience know who either of those guys
are.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Well, they all remember Billy because he did
Colton. He outed Colton.
Well, they should have shown that.
Yeah, they should have shown that clip. I know.
I also, there was so much room for better clips to be used as well through it.
Oh. I mean, and then, all right, why don't we take a quick break and then we'll get back to the mental all. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
And whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
And we're back. All right, the big news was the magician who is Lily Sobieski's brother, Robi Sobe.
Draco Malfoy.
Well, yeah, Draco Malfoy. Robi Sobe is a platinum blonde. How are we all feeling about that?
He looks terrible.
He looked like the dad from Twilight, like Peter Facinelli.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know who that is, but it sounds bad.
Yeah.
He just was like, I didn't get my, 5 minutes of fame on the show, and all I'm going to do is talk and try and get as much airtime as possible.
He was trying to get to Paradise so badly,
but they've already shot it.
But they already shot it.
Oh, but people still drop in, so that's what I was wondering.
And I think maybe for like trying to secure it for next year, because you can kind of like, you can be kind of circle back.
Maybe.
I mean, it was thirsty.
It was nothing about him. All right, the magic trick you do is just rose in the court. Do something else.
Is that the same trick he did before?
I think so, right?
Dude.
No.
Robi Sobe.
I think he did like a card trick.
Magicians.
I can't.
Well, it's so bad. They didn't even wait for the rose ceremony. They just like sent him home.
They
didn't even like wait till the end. They're like, just leave now.
It was him and the twins.
Yeah.
Scooch out.
You guys can get out of here.
And then I'm looking, I'm like, who are these guys? Like, he is like introducing them. I would say like 12 out of 18, I did not know who they were.
They're all the same guy. They're all the same white guy. And they're all wearing the same suit.
Like, yes.
There's not
socks.
One person in a multicolored shirt. There's not one person wearing, like, sneakers.
Nate, even Billy Eichner was like, nobody has socks on.
Yeah. Nate had that nice green suit.
Nate
was, like, the only one that had any
Style. I fucking love Nate.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
That
little, like, the pearl that he had.
The guy can dress. He wears a white pearl choker, and I'm here for it. Yes.
May I ask a question about Nate? Because I was emphatic about thinking early on that he was one of the front runners,
because I
felt like he was emotionally mature. I chose not to go down the rabbit holes online, because most of those rabbit holes take me to Reality Steve.
Smart,
and
thank
I did
you.
Not want to spoil
thank
another
you.
Season for
That's
myself.
That's right.
So what happened with Nate?
Okay, Katie's our leader is going to tell us.
A girl put a video on TikTok saying, when you date a guy for a year and a half and find out when he's on a reality TV show that he has a child. So he dated this woman for a year and a half, and she sent photos to Reality Steve of her and him together, with him with her family, and he never said he had a kid. And then it came out that he was dating another woman at the same time. And I think it was at the same time as that girl, but he was dating two women at the same time without them knowing about each other.
Mm-hmm.
So just some shady shit came out, like, you know, and then, I mean, the way they were doing damage control makes me
think. Because I was like, he's the bachelor.
He's the bachelor. 100%. Yeah.
I was thinking that, too.
And it was a good response. I mean, I'm sure it was written, but it was a very good response.
He's so eloquent
on his own.
Okay,
I take that.
And I also just think, look, if it is what he said, he'd gone through a divorce. He was probably, like, playing the field with, you know, and maybe he said he wasn't, like, really communicating well if they were, like, in serious relationships. Well, I don't
know. That's fair. I think that's fair.
Okay. I read all the text, he was love bombing her. He was being like, you're my girl. I love you. You're the one. You make my life better. The way he was talking to her implied that they were in a committed relationship. Yeah. So I understand why she literally was like, I'm dating this guy. We're in it. You meet my family. Right. Come on vacation with me. All this stuff. And then apparently he was like kind of doing that to the other girl, but the other girl figured it out kind of, because I guess she had a friend of a friend who was like, you know, he's dating this other girl.
Love bombing is so weird.
But that's, I think, where the real issue is. It's not that you can date a girl and if you're not comfortable telling her that much information, that's fine. But don't act like it wasn't serious when you were saying those types of
things. And then it makes me wonder, did he bow out because he got cast?
And also, I mean, what I don't get is, like, how she could be at his house and not know he has a kid.
All right, so we got an email. Yeah. We got an email from somebody.
Ooh.
We got an email.
Some scoops.
No, it's a person that this happened to.
Oh. Really?
So I want to say another, just from the POV of a lady.
I just, like, keep imagining my sister's house. And you would absolutely know this.
Yeah,
Okay. Let me see if I, let me see.
Well, I have a small theory while you're looking at this.
Okay, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is from Emily. I'll save her last name.
Okay.
I dated a guy like Nate. Hi, Arden and gang. I'm currently listening to the Mr. and Mrs. Baby Back Bitch episode.
Such a great name.
Our names.
And I just wanted to comment that I dated someone who hid the fact that he had 2 children for 3 months. I was over his house often, and he lived in a one-bedroom apartment and hid all of the kids' stuff every time I came over.
Wow.
Apparently, he would use a blow-up mattress when the kids would come over and stay over. I was absolutely shocked when he told me 3 months into our relationship. I said that it was fine, even though I felt like that was a huge red flag, and he seemed relieved. Next time I come over, there were toys all over the place, and he showed me pics and videos of his kids. He then ghosted me for 1.5 years, and out of the blue last month tried reaching back out. In conclusion, if Nate did that to women, I would be very disappointed, because I have firsthand experience with not knowing that your partner has kids.
I mean, I get why, like, if you're dating someone new, you think kids might scare them off. That makes total sense. But that's who you are. Like, if it's someone serious, you have a child. And it's like, you could just be like, oh, hey, I have a kid. I don't want to get them involved with this unless it becomes very serious.
Yeah.
You know, we went through a divorce. It was really hard.
Yeah.
And I just don't want the kid to become, you know, involved.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And if the person is nice and they're a good person, they will absolutely respect that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I mean, It is pretty wild to not tell someone have a kid.
It's really weird.
For 1.5 years.
But, yeah.
As love bomb.
Well, and then to use the child as part of your poker hand when you come on The Bachelor.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, based off what I read through everything.
I know, I love him too.
So the other girl that he cheated on her with, he told her about the kid. It's so weird. So the girl who came out and was like, I didn't know he had a kid. She didn't know he was divorced. She didn't know any of this. And then I guess she had gone to his house a few times, but I guess he lived in a 2-bedroom. So, like, I guess he maybe, because I guess he had a kid's room, but probably put everything in that room. And that girl probably wasn't, like, snooping or didn't think anything of it.
But for 1.5 years, at some point you'd open a door.
It was behind this door.
Don't worry about it.
This door been closed for 18 months.
But I guess, I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
It's weird she didn't think. But I mean, if you don't think there's anything weird happening, I don't know. Maybe she just trusted him because God. He was like,
it was like his roommate's, like, room.
I mean, look,
I will say,
but then you're like, why haven't I met the roommate?
Oh, that's true.
But here's the thing: Nate is friends with Pilot Pete and that other guy who hangs out with Pilot Pete,
Dustin,
and they were hanging out. Look, here's the thing. If you're going to be a fuckboy, just say I was a fuckboy. Whatever.
Yeah,
that's
fine. That's right.
I was young. I got divorced. I wanted to have some fun.
Yeah,
exactly.
Is Pilot Pete from Chicago?
Yeah. He was, because he was sleeping with that girl.
He, like, lived there for a while, yeah. But I think now they live in New York together.
Okay.
He's with that girl?
No, no, no. Dustin and Pilot Pete. Oh. They have that podcast called like Boys in the City or something like
and
that.
And he was defending Nate on that.
Yeah, right. He was. He was being like, it wasn't even that serious. And it's like, don't do this. Don't get involved.
I have been love bombed and it's very weird when you're like, and then you find out like some, like a person from my past when I became single, like really courted me in a way that was like a lot.
It sucks. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a guy, I guess. But it doesn't make me hate him.
He doesn't. Like, he doesn't read creepy. That's the weird thing.
That's
about
the thing.
Him.
He doesn't
read creepy.
Is it bad that I'm like? Because I like him. I don't want to give him a free pass because I like him so.
True.
Like, there's
true.
A part of us like I really like him. He's so likable. I have to say, I do think what he did sucks. Like, I do. I don't think.
Sure.
I don't think he needed to do it because he's hot enough. He's hot enough that he didn't need to do it that way,
right.
And he didn't need to play somebody. I'm sorry that some woman got hurt in this.
Exactly.
Like, that's the part that's like, and I do believe we're all works in progress,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully he actually sincerely would learn. But I'm sure he's got more poon than could ever he could imagine coming his way right now. So I doubt that he'll get. Better, probably.
Well at this point, he doesn't have to. Everybody knows he has a kid now.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say
is charming. I'm like crazy about him.
As someone who doesn't have children and only knows about children from watching 10 seasons of Teen Mom and Teen Mom 2.
Yes.
That so like many times, the men, especially when the kids are younger, really do sort of hide what's going on because it's so overwhelming or they're not involved with the birth, like the mom and all that kind of stuff. Then when the kid gets to be around 5 and you realize you can have fun with them, and then all of a sudden, like, the little girl's going, Daddy, I love you. Then I can see how all of a sudden now his world revolves around his daughter because I've seen it on 10 seasons of that.
I mean, I can't imagine being, he's 33, she's 6. So being like a 27-year-old who's divorced, well, now you're a single dad. I can't imagine, and then, you got the baby mama that comes along with the kid now.
Yeah.
I can understand being apprehensive about giving this knowledge out. It's just, the time.
You know, it's one of those things where, like, you hide something and now you've hidden it for too long.
Yeah, I think that's
and they're like, now what do I do? How do I say it? When do I say it?
Or if he's just not being upfront about how he really feels and making these people think, this person loves me. And if somebody loves me, I'm going to thank you, at least going to tell me, shit. I want you to tell me you got a cat, let alone a kid.
Yeah. I've got a cat. I have two cats.
Cats. You gotta, if we're Mittens, talking about love,
Mittens
you got
Mittens and Meow. Mittens has thumbs and can open cabinets. She's got the face of an angel. And Meow's an artist.
All right. Real quick, though. So everyone thinks that he's going to be the bachelor.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so. There was a lot.
The way they were doing it.
Yeah.
They were really
He would be a great bachelor. If we could just set aside that.
Which I think we will.
We will. Yeah. Look, we're all flawed people. We're all flawed people.
I mean, he says he learned from it. If he really learned from it, then
he's a
great.
Sweetie. I mean, look.
And he wasn't on Paradise because I was like, if they wanted him. Oh,
he's the best of the bunch.
He's,
I mean, if you're going to be in the back.
Yeah, they would have showed it, actually.
They would have showed because we
he's
saw
gorgeous.
What's his name.
And they put out the list and he was not on that first list.
You're right. He's it. He's got to be it.
And he didn't do Paradise.
He's a great.
But why didn't they announce it?
They don't do it. They do the finale.
They do it at
the
finale.
After the final.
But it made it. This episode, this tell-all, was so lackluster that I thought that they were. Because he said something at the end like, we're going to have some news that's going to change your life.
That was the cruise. Yeah. That was the editing.
Of the cruise.
That was the cruise.
Was so
the
they were talking
cruise.
To the audience in there.
They were talking to the audience.
All right, well, you know what? Then I guess I should shut up because they changed my life.
I mean, literally. So, you know, they talked to Logan about flipping this, like flip flopping. Yeah. Who cares?
There wasn't one mention of COVID with Logan. Not one mention.
I noticed that about his exit.
Right.
They didn't
one
say
mention.
Anything. She didn't get to say, I didn't get to say goodbye to you. No. I'm so sorry.
He didn't get to say, I felt shitty. I was in bed for 5 days on the boat, whatever.
Because he didn't have COVID.
Because he didn't have COVID.
Because he did not have COVID.
And also, I really, like, that was the only drama they had since no one showed up, and they really milked it.
They
it wasn't even
that.
Bad.
Oh, my God. The hot scene.
Thank you so much for coming and taking these hard-hitting questions.
I can't.
Like, what did he do?
Dr. Banana, as a resident physician,
yes.
How did you feel watching that?
I thought Logan was like, fine. I was like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you took longer than you should have to say something, but you did. Wouldn't you prefer that than to go all the way through with Rachel and like potentially win and then be like, oh, my bad. Yeah. Like the way the guys were like, you deceived her. It's like, shut up.
No, you did. You would have did the same thing.
Did you see how like he was shaking when Jesse spoke to him first? And he's like, you'll get your time. We'll speak to you. And then like it wasn't that big of a deal. And they made it. He looked like he was having a mental breakdown. And he already put out a statement.
I know, right?
I can't.
His mental health was suffering.
It was the only thing they had to go on.
Meanwhile, Roby starts going, shut the fuck up. Let me speak. Shut the fuck up. And they're like,
yeah, I know, bro.
You were at the mansion for 4 hours for a reason. They were all auditioning so hard for Paradise, but they already filmed it.
Maybe end of season.
They do drop people in, and we know.
They drop people in.
But they already filmed it.
They're already done.
When did your friend, was it actually last night or yesterday?
What about my friend?
Your friend who went to the filming.
I think it was like two nights. I think it was last week.
Yeah, so they already filmed Paradise.
Yeah.
We know
We know it because Wells got married and left, so he'd have to be down there. Right?
No, they filmed it already.
They've already filmed it.
Yeah.
So then we have, here we go. Sorry for how I acted. This is Logan. Should have been more communicative. Whatever. It is what it is. So then we have, then they brought out the people from Paradise, and I'm like, wait, who is this again?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I truly
didn't
remember.
Victoria is the only one I remember because she was like such a villain.
She was the one that on a date, a woman came up and was like, "You slept with my husband."
That's right, and she had slept with everybody's husband around town,
and then this weird shit came out about her.
And then she also had dated the country singer that was playing the concert at the amusement park.
A lot of drama with her.
She was like sexy.
Right.
And then the other one was from Colton's season.
Yeah.
Had to go on that date with the girl with the shrimp girl.
Oh, guys, the doors are open and things are happening next door. Mm-hmm. So don't worry if you hear outdoor voices. We're just not getting COVID. And there's workmen working at the house
next door. I don't think it's picking up.
Just saying, good. If our listeners.
Who else was there? I actually don't remember.
It was Serene. Which one was Serene?
Oh, I like Serene. She was on. I remember I liked Serene.
I remember liking Serene too, but I don't know who she is.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, I remember really liking her, thinking she was very sweet and
the one
and nice
who had
smart.
The cute little gymnast body who went on the date with Colton and what's the girl with the shrimp? Because she ends up being down at
Shanae.
Shanae. She's gonna be boning everybody.
But then there was also remember Victoria P, the one who had like all those rumors.
Good memory.
Husbands.
That's right.
She was known in Virginia Beach for breaking up marriages.
That's what we were just saying.
Victoria F. That's right. That's a great rumor to have about you.
Then we have Jacob, who was the Tarzan guy, and he actually got real tears.
Okay, this to me was like a white woke guy. He drove me so batty.
Tell me.
Just it's like this white male ability to now be like, oh, I've made a mistake. But I was like, it's so like woke.
It was bullet
pointed. He doesn't believe it. And then you see him in the Paradise clips and I'm like, you're going to be such a douche. But I was like, it's so easy now to sort of like exactly what you're saying. There's a few bullet points that you know that you can say to sort of like.
I've learned from this, and I could be an example.
Crocodile tears, I love how Gabby. He was like, I don't think you'll accept my apology, and she didn't.
She didn't.
And I love that. He was giving them. Them Kyle Rittenhouse tears over there. You know, you could just tell he was trying to monster him up.
Yes.
And I'm just like, bruh, stop.
Reality TV school.
Yeah.
You learn that on day two.
Yeah. Lisa Rinna can do it.
Yeah.
Katie, what do you have, my friend?
All right, I have the list, the official list.
Of Paradise?
Of Paradise?
Yes.
Ooh.
You need to remind us of who is who.
Right. The pictures
Andrew from Katie's season.
I don't.
Who?
I need photos. I don't know what you're talking about.
Andrew. He was really cute. We all thought maybe he should be the Bachelor.
You know what? I think we should do this on a separate podcast because Doug actually wants to do draft picks for that.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Because I feel like you'll be telling me these things and I will literally not know who one person is.
But the people who were there last night, was it Genevieve was there?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the one who I think Genevieve. Looks like a gymnast.
Genevieve. I liked her.
She was cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Paradise. That was good additional content.
Agreed. That was good additional content.
Yeah.
And the preview for the finale was good. We'll discuss that. Yeah.
That was a good preview. I mean, look, I'm looking forward to the finale because they made it seem like each person
gets fucked.
Yeah, got fucked.
In a negative way. Like, not a sexy fuck.
Yeah.
They almost make it seem like each person quits at some point.
But then they have the dresses at the end. So
but then there's a really interesting thing that they're saying at the end where it's Rachel and Gabby talking, and they're like, oh, we both might be engaged. And Gabby says something like, well, I don't want to make him ask me to marry him. Like, that's
so that makes me go. So then you're like, wait, is it the guy from
Jason
who doesn't want to get engaged?
But it could be any of them. I don't know. I mean,
could she have gone for Jason and settled?
Oh, no. I also have my theory here, too, on why Eric is going to be the one that proposes, because now this is a bit sick, but I have noticed in my years of dating that if you date somebody whose father is alive, they sort of aren't running to get married, but the second the father passes away, there's like a weird thing of like, I'm now the man of the house, and they propose, and it happens more often. Like, the amount of guys that I dated who are like, I'm not ready to settle down, then they date the next person, the father passes away, and they're engaged. Like, it's a very, very, very specific thing.
Wow.
And I was like, Eric is getting to that point where we know the father. I mean, the father was such a love.
Let me tell you, I've never met my father, but I was engaged at one point.
Yes.
And now I'm thinking, maybe he did.
Maybe he's dead. I lost my dad last August, but there's so much marijuana damage in my brain.
Now, I will also say there's a caveat to this, because if the person passed away when you were young, it has to be.
You
got
to be legal age to marry.
Yeah. It's in the midst of it.
It's a sound theory.
Well, I just remember my brother did it. Like, my dad had his stroke. Like, he was like, oh, I need to get married. He's been dating the same girl for like 30 years, so it was his wife now. But I was like, oh, that's like an interesting take on what you want to do. And there's a whole, and especially as a Jersey girl, Eric's from New Jersey, I'm like, there's a very like man of the house, strong.
Yeah. I love, God, you guys come up with the hot takes.
Ooh.
Such nice additions to the pod.
But I feel like we all are on the Eric train.
Oh, we're all on the Eric train.
Is that right?
I like them the best.
I like them the best.
I will say, now that my dad is dead, and my dad, who was not a nice man, I will say there's a freedom and a softness in being single again and knowing no one will ever have to meet my dad. Like, in a good way, in a good way.
You'll never have to go through that stress again.
No, no. He won't say, so you getting any? Like he said to my ex, like when he met him. It's like, you mean, it's he fucking me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm your dog. Like, what about being pretty? Like, I'll never have to be degraded in front of somebody. Like, I will never have to do that again. It's so nice.
It's a nice freedom feeling.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy. Good.
They just have to meet Mittens.
Freedom.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what?
Listen, Mittens isn't that nice always. So.
No, and in fact, Mittens.
It'd be tough.
Mittens is tough. She's not. She doesn't give it away for free.
No.
Except for to everybody that she gives it away for free to. Okay, so then we have Meatball. Taking the clothes off and tackling Billy Eichner.
I didn't like Meatball.
Nope.
Why? Was it that also when they were like, this is such the greatest moment on television? I'm like, is it?
It's not. This is gross.
He tackled Billy Eichner.
Yeah.
Billy Eichner, I would have sued him. With a hip problem.
And that nice outfit. His cute pink outfit.
I didn't give you permission to do this.
He tackled him. On that hard floor.
Yes. Okay. He's a meathead.
Here's my theory. Here's my theory of what happens. Well, what do you think happens with Zach and Rachel after Fantasy Suites?
There's so much shit they show that I'm just like, what happens there?
I
don't know.
I have a theory about Gabby. But yes, go ahead, Brendan.
With Zach and Rachel, they make it look like, and I have no idea. I promise you.
Because they make it look like
he is the one who decides that he can't continue on.
Yeah.
For one reason or another.
That's what they make it seem like.
They are pros. You know, I've said this a million times.
They can edit.
They're the most evil producers in Hollywood on this show.
Yes.
They're the most fucked up, evil, dysfunctional, mean, cruel
people.
And they're pros at the editing misly.
Yeah.
That's the whole show. However, in this situation, where we've had a lot of people make certain choices that are outside of the realm of the program, that might be what happens to Zach.
Okay, can I tell you, I think that all the drama happens because the ones who said that they're not ready to propose, they say that to the girls. And that's what the, what? Like, the freak out is. And that's my theory on it.
Yeah, I can't, there is
but
not.
He has, but Zach hasn't said it.
Zach, well.
He might.
He feels.
He's like, I'm ready. I think he's been one of the ones that's like, I'm in.
But I think they're all. I think cold feet.
Fantasy suite goes wrong.
Yeah. So then we also have Eric saying you can't sleep. Like, I don't blame
him. Yeah, there was that one person. Yeah, that one moment with Gabby was like, I can't.
But I don't want to be slut shamed or whatever. Yeah. Basically, like,
yeah.
I don't blame him. If your dad's dying and you're like, I'm in love with this person, to then be like, okay, well, have fun sleeping with my two friends.
Yeah.
But that's the show.
I know
that's the show, but like, there's still a human element to that aspect.
I get it, because he really plans to propose, but
I think he really does. I would not want.
So you think they get down? You think Gabby gets down?
But remember,
I wonder if she actually chooses not to, because she likes him so much that she like maybe makes out but doesn't get down.
Okay. Because I don't know if that moment comes before or after.
It depends what number he is. It depends what number he is in the lineup. Is he number one?
No. I don't think he will be number
one. He's number three. Yeah. He's the last. And then it's too late because maybe she goes, no.
Well,
you know.
I mean, they all have to get in their heads during this time period knowing that the girls are sleeping with other people. But again, they might not be. They could be talking financials.
I mean.
Jeffy's on Bachelor Silver Lake.
Please tell me what happens.
You just hopefully you're going to be cool with this.
Yeah.
We basically just do one fantasy suite.
One.
Everybody's in it.
Everybody's in it.
And
honestly, you know what?
And
I'm down with this.
And we got some cocktails. Okay. We got happy hour.
We got some White Claws.
Okay. Got some other things.
All right.
Accoutrements to the evening.
You got some edibles.
Just see where it goes.
See where it goes?
You've got some chocolate mushrooms.
I like
ayahuasca.
The Silver Lake Kayushi. Orgy is what they've called it.
Yeah. The Sorgy.
The Sorgy. I'm here for the
All
Sorgy.
Right. Dr. Banana, as our pediatrician and our philosophy major, what do you think happens?
Sorry. I don't. So, okay. I don't. They didn't show it this time, but last week in the coming ups, they show. What's his name? The host?
Jerry Palmer.
When he shows up, he goes like, Rachel, Gabby will not be joining you at this rose ceremony.
But so maybe that was from the fucking thing that we didn't see.
Maybe, but
like
it looked
the
like
one
she
from
gave,
today.
Yeah,
know,
she gave
which
it
is still not
tropical.
Which is still it not on tropical. The website.
It did look like tropical, which I'm thinking maybe Gabby potentially freaks out when what's his name
Mullet
gives her a ultimatum in a way. And maybe sends the other two guys home and decides to just earache it up or something.
I really hope he doesn't actually give her that ultimatum. I hope it's just somehow editing and I hope it's like, oh, I really thought I couldn't let the woman I love do that, but you know, this is the process. Like, because like after what happened with Clayton and Susie and all that, like it is so fucked up to do that again.
Yeah.
This is the show. This is how it works. They're test driving the cars. Let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, kind of.
It's
I like
insane.
Our sex positive boner patrol, and I'm here for it.
It's just mean and it's controlling, and I don't like it.
Yes. Yeah. Can I? Oh, sorry.
I just want to say I don't think Johnny's a contender. Fuck that guy. But what's the other one? The tennis
Jason,
player with
Jason.
The tennis trauma.
Jason.
Okay, Jason.
Oh. Tell
he's gonna tell like I'm not gonna engage with you. He's gonna be another like sort of I think Rachel and the
Peter
and situation
Ryan.
Where he's like I'm not doing an engagement and she's probably gonna be like well then fuck it.
Okay, wait a minute. Rachel, Peter.
Rachel, remember when Peter was like I won't propose to you, but I'd like to leave here together, and she was like then no because you have to give me the
Peter?
Ring.
Peter
was the front runner.
Oh, Peter. I'm sorry.
And then
so
she
many.
Got
I'm
with
like
Dr.
Peter
Abs.
From Wisconsin.
I'm sorry, I got confused. With Rachel and this,
yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, okay. Will you tell the listeners what you figured out about Jason allegedly, his family?
Oh, they're just really rich. And then his sister was on My Super Sweet 16 on MTV.
And had her who played?
Oh, 3-6 Mafia played. I think the dad's Oscar very winners. Big urologist.
And he's
doctor.
The one that showed up in the park. We were worried he lived over a garage.
I didn't get rich vibes from him.
I didn't either. He had Ben Yates. I didn't get a rich dad.
Is he from Santa Monica?
He had
I love the dad. I
love the dad. And he's loaded. Even better.
That's kind of better.
Even better.
Because he doesn't act like it.
He doesn't lead like a rich douche dad.
He's just like one of those rich doctors who's like, I'm just lucky to be alive.
You guys. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up. And we're going to do two tweets of the week.
Ooh.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. And we're back.
Whether you are a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.
All right, before we get to the tweets of the week.
Oh, I wanted to bring
any
up
final conclusions? Yes. Anything else?
So when the two girls finally did come out,
yes,
and they had a conversation, and they said that they were the ones that other bachelorettes have felt the same way that they have about, yeah, feeling insecure,
yes,
but that they're the only ones who vocalize it.
Because there was two of them.
I don't believe that in the slightest, because when you're normally just the one bachelorette, all of the men are there vying for your attention.
Uh-huh.
No one chooses to go home.
Yes.
And I was like, this is, I feel like ABC is pushing this down our throat that this is okay. Where I was like, those girls were pitted against each other.
Agreed.
From the beginning.
Yes.
And they really, really were, I mean, imagine going into a rose ceremony and knowing that the guy could possibly say no. Like,
and four of them
feeling,
did. Four of them
you're
did.
You're going to feel horribly insecure. We're,
yeah,
all horribly insecure.
All of us.
Also, but if you're on a show and they're pushing, you're the most, yeah, beautiful thing in the world and you're the only one there, of course you're going to,
exactly,
like have a
I
little bit
from
more.
Day one, the fact that you didn't get to be the only bachelorette is like a blow.
Agreed. Yeah.
We had to,
agreed,
team you up.
Yeah. Agreed.
And because the producers are evil, mm-hmm, they want this to happen.
Yeah.
They,
yeah,
want men to go, I'm so sorry, I'm more into her.
Yeah.
Well, that was going to happen no matter
even
what.
Even the condescending.
And someone to switch. If it wasn't going to be Logan,
somebody,
it was going to be, they would have made someone
the
else.
The condescension of Jesse going, I'm so proud,
oh,
of you.
Yeah.
I
hate, he gets
waiting,
on my nerves.
His waiting for the applause to end when he first walked out, I was like, who are you? You are nobody.
Nobody.
He's,
I can't,
working,
nobody,
so hard.
He's working so
to
hard
to switch from college football to host.
Yeah, he's a bad host. Here's
it's a lucrative deal.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
Oh yeah.
I wonder.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder.
I mean, he scored for, and he's so unremarkable.
He just has to do this for 10 years, and he can say something racist, and then he gets a $50 million payout. And he
buyout, and he's set for the rest of his life.
Set for life.
Ring collection.
Set for life.
But he's on
the ring collection.
But Good Morning America. He's got his eyes,
yeah,
on.
He wants to be the next Michael Strahan.
Yeah, and he will be.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't like it.
None of us do.
None of us do.
I don't like
even
it.
Even them, like, making the audience, fake audience member, hold a speak French to me, Jesse. The fake. And then the guy with the Rambo. You know, can I just tell you, none of the viewers knew that he was Rambo. They don't know what Rambo is.
I was just like, what's wrong with his hair?
Oh, I kept going, what? Who? I didn't
like
get
it,
the joke. Even when I missed
first
that
of all,
joke
the guy
so
wasn't the guy
times.
Wasn't even built. They just have like a dude in like a porn wig. Like it was just like, wait, what is this? And then I'm like, oh wait a minute, I've never seen Rambo. I'm like, I think he's Rambo. And I'm like, nobody.
And then that guy doesn't even show up.
He doesn't even show up. None of the villains showed up.
None of, yeah. Poor Rambo.
They drew first blood.
I do want to. What do you guys think? Do you guys think we're going to get two bachelors?
No. They're sexist. No. They're sexist.
I don't think they'll do this again either.
Because, I mean, the only reason last night there was one moment where I was like, could it be Nate and Tyler? Because they both said to each girl, the way you handled this with class. Mm. They both said that same line. The way you handled this with class. I can, and it made me think, like, are they the two next batch? Because they are putting them kind of on the same.
If it was two bachelors, the evilness of bachelors would be the two dudes would screw each other over.
Yeah.
If they both like the same
girl.
Which
is what ABC probably wants.
And would ABC do another black bachelor when, you know, because they make that very difficult.
Yeah.
With the ratings.
Because America is trash.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
So pair them with a white bachelor.
Yeah.
And I was but Nate on his own would be so great.
To actually, like, make the show work with two people.
Yeah.
Like, come up with a fucking plan ahead of time.
Our queen, Lori, our bachelor historian, thinks that Tyler is full of shit.
What?
They will never let a man from the Jersey Shore be the bachelor.
Yeah, you're right. He's no catch if he's, like, a McCartney.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's so cute.
I know.
That's fair.
What about Spencer?
Spencer looked good. Yeah. I liked his hair longer. I was like,
he did look good.
It.
Spencer, no, it's got to be Nate. It's got to be Nate.
Is he going to get
a solo? They might pair him up with the carny.
I think so. I mean, because they both that both of them saying that within 15 minutes of each other just like rang alarms in my head.
So it could be Nate. It could be potential. Zach is boring, though, if What's-Her-Name doesn't pick him.
Oh, yeah.
Zach is boring.
Or Eric.
If Eric and What's-Her-Name don't work out, Gabby don't work out, then
it could be Eric.
But I can't imagine it being Jason. He has no personality.
No, he's not. No, he's not charismatic enough.
And I don't think Johnny, Jason. Because every time Johnny's on screen, everyone goes, who's that? Yeah. So
if Logan wasn't so much of a fuckboy, he would have been the bachelor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know, he's already on
Paradise making out with a
apparently
different woman every scene.
Somebody, Lori, also said that Tino is like a Bachelor super fan and that he's obsessed with Tyler Cameron and that this is all just a game for him.
Oh my God.
But that's what you guys said last week, that it was only a game.
Lori goes deep diving, so apparently, like, he's obsessed with the Bachelor and he's obsessed with Tyler Cameron.
Everything about Tino seems so insincere to me, so I believe that.
Okay.
Well, he's from Playa del Vista, which is a horrible, horrible place.
All right. Well,
Los Angeles.
The historical facts that you give about LA.
We're going to do. We didn't because we had to record a day early last week. We didn't get to do Tweet of the Week, so we're doing two tweets. We're going to give away two sleep crowns.
Ooh!
And if you want
get your sleep crowns,
your own
everybody.
Sleep crown, you can go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR code champion.
Yes.
Or champions. Champion. Try both.
Mm.
Sleep
like a champion.
Sleep like a champion.
Sleep like a champion.
I mean, I can't. Okay, so we're going to start with this week's, and we're going to crown a winner, and then we're going to do last week's, and I'll remind you of what was happening last week.
Okay.
All right, I'll probably say about 10, and then we'll narrow it down to 2. Okay, here we go. All right, let's see. This is from Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jashal. I know that's a clap track and the audience is completely silent. There's no way anyone knows any of these men. this is from Leslie Berkowitz at Hey Leslie Bibb. Arden, you can't fool us. We now know the big job you booked last week was the Love Witch of Salem, Massachusetts.
She got it.
This is from Emily Ward at OMG. It's Emily Ward. Every season moving forward needs a hometown with a witch with the strongest Boston accent you've ever heard, or I'm going to have to quit this franchise.
Yeah.
This is from Jean at Aunt Gail's. Jesse Palmer out here like, you get a UTI, you get a UTI. Everyone gets a UTA from the cruise hot tub.
Hey, yo, let me say, ain't no UTIs happening on the cruise now.
Well, how about then this one? Real Housewives of Vancouver at Jashal. We're giving everyone in the audience simultaneous norovirus, COVID, and monkeypox. Cheers.
Now, that we'll get that.
This is from Amy Maxwell at Amy_Agent86. No one was looking at Rachel when Meatball tackled Billy Eichner. These men learned nothing.
That's gold. That is fucking gold.
That's it.
That is
wrap it
gold.
Up. Wrap it up.
Although you haven't
winner,
heard
winner chicken dinner.
You haven't heard this one. This is from Alex at JW Tone Bone Zone. Robbie Roby Sobey. And for my next trick, okay, and then he does the S's and this is dollar signs, okay? And for my next Roby Sobey, and for my next trick, I'll make every woman's pussy drier than my hair after I bleach the shit out of it. okay, so there we go. I'm gonna say it's between every woman's pussy, so I'll do those two.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Alex at JW Tone Bone Zone, Roby Sobey. And for my next trick, I'll make every woman's pussy drier than my hair after I bleach the shit out of it.
Yes.
Or Amy Maxwell at Amy_Agent86. No one was looking at Rachel when Meatball Tech and Jekyll Billy Eichner. These men learned nothing. Billy Eichner or dried pussy. Oh. Brendan?
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to go with dried pussy.
You're going dried pussy.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even after you said wrap
I
it
know,
up.
I know.
Okay. I know. Whitney, are you going to go dried pussy or these men learn nothing?
I'm going to do Billy Eichner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Jaquise.
Well, you know, I can't go with dry pussy. That's just not right.
Okay.
So we're going Billy Eichner. We're going Billy Eichner for sure.
I'm going to go dried pussy.
Oh, so it's a 2-2.
Okay, all right. Now,
Oh, boy.
Should we just let one person decide?
Oh, no.
What were you going to do?
I'm going Billy Eichner.
I was
going
to go Billy Eichner.
All right.
Billy Eichner.
Okay. Amy Maxwell, you are Tweet of the Week winner at Amy_Agents86. No one looking at Rachel and Meatball Tackle Billy Eichner. These men learn nothing. You won a sleep crown. Email us your address, rosepodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Are you ready to give away another sleep crown?
Yes.
Okay. So last week was hometowns. Rachel wore a trench coat to the Jersey Shore. Tino's dad hated her.
Yeah.
There was leaving early with Tyler crying.
Yeah.
The sick dad. We have the quiet dad. Oh, we had the crying mom and Jason in New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so
Geppetto.
Okay, here we go. So this is from Sarah Pitts at SB Pitts. Patrick Warburton's IMDb page has never had more hits. So this is Madeline Johnson at Carrie_Madeline. So is this whole season just a claim to fame crossover? Zach and Patrick Warburton, Roby and Lily Sobieski. What's next? Gabby and Jennifer Coolidge? Oh, okay, this is dark, but it makes me laugh.
Let's do it.
This is from Neil Paschel at Peel Nashel. It's a lot easier to stan Eric knowing that he didn't bring his dad's favorite chew toy with him.
That is fucking great. That is great.
I feel like it.
I think we can wrap it up.
Wrap it up. It's so good. Oh my god.
That is great.
Oh my god.
This is so great.
Are we wrapping it up?
I honestly think, how could you beat that?
Okay, all right. I think we have a winner.
Yes.
That's great. Neil Paschel. I feel Paschel. It's a lot easier to stan Eric knowing that he didn't bring his dad's favorite chew toy with
that's
him.
So true.
He didn't use his dad dying of cancer as like a, you need to understand why I'm here.
He didn't mention it until the hometown.
He wasn't used as like an emotional like manipulation tactic. Wow.
I would like to use the last 40 seconds to tell you, Eric, I was wrong about you.
Mm. Yeah.
You are a true, pure-hearted man. I thought you came here as an F-boy. You came here kissing both of them, saying you thought you were going to get Rachel's heart. You had something that you legitimately could have used as like a trauma bond, and you didn't. And you were elegant about it, quiet. And graceful, and you took your time putting your guard down with Gabby. And I hope you and my best friend Gabby, who I'm camping with outside of the bat cave,
after the date with me,
after we go to Kendrick Lamar, I'm sorry, Eric. I was wrong about you.
Yes,
that's it.
Eric,
thank you.
Heartfelt statement.
Yeah, you know.
That statement had a lot of heart.
I said, hello, I'm so sorry that I misjudged you. The whole time you had all this heart, and I didn't even know it.
You were so passionate.
You were so passionate. I was so happy for you.
The most heart in Florida, or maybe the whole world.
If you want to, you got the biggest heart in the whole world. Listen, if you want to participate in Twitter of the Week, all you need to do is you go on Twitter before midnight on Mondays, or Tuesdays if it's during Paradise, and you're going to tag me at Auden Marine, Auden, Janet Myrin's daughter, at AIDENMYRIN, or at Anna Hosnier, ANNAHOSSNIH, and you're going to do hashtag WYATR, and then you're just going to do it by midnight, the night of the show times. Jaquise Neal, you are such a precious American treasure. I just welcome you to the franchise?
Please.
And I cannot wait to have you back during Paradise.
I can't wait.
What would you like to promote, darling?
Oh, listen, you know, it's still some months coming out because, you know, we just filmed episode 3 and 4, but How I Met Your Father.
Oh, that's exciting.
Be ready for that.
What do you play?
I play the neighbor of two. I'm not a father.
Oh.
Nobody will let me have kids, y'all.
What? No, me neither.
Nobody will let me have kids to lie about.
Me neither. Me neither.
That's reserved for Nate from Chicago.
I have no kids to lie about.
So, no. But, yeah, be on the lookout for that. Comedian Feud coming back in October. So, you know, I'm about to leave the country. It's a very good time.
It's so fun. Brendan, what would you like to promote? Of course.
Patreon.
Well,
of course, Patreon. Will you accept this rose? Southern Charm. We still have a couple episodes left.
Oh, my God. It's so fun.
Winter House is right around the
corner.
Oh, my
God. Are you serious? I've never seen it. God, you
get ready to live.
You are so funny.
But thebrandocast.com, thebrandocast.com, Dionne Warwick, Catherine Hahn, Patton Oswalt, Heather Graham,
Rob
Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals,
Rob Benedict, Padgett Brewster,
yes.
Jerry Treanor.
Many, many people. Moonzap is up right now, so
okay.
Check it out.
My friend Whitney, you're just a queen. You're just a queen.
Thank you.
And we just adore you. And thank you for getting us into BravoCon.
Thank you for having me.
We love Whitney. You've been such a nice addition to the podcast. Oh. We're so glad you're part of the family. Will you accept the podcast, Rose, as representing the fans?
Oh, my God, yes.
And the production team. Without you are the wind beneath my wings. Ooh. Dr. Banana, Katie Levine, what would you like to promote, dolls?
I'm at Anna Hosnier on Twitter, at Selling Hosnier on Instagram, and check out our Patreon.
And get our merch. You can look at the photo that I'm wearing, or you can look at our videos, and I'm wearing the cute champ t-shirt. Every time I wear it, people are like, that's so cute.
It's a pretty cute shirt.
It's so cute. It's a really cute shirt. Katie.
I'm just going to keep saying the same thing until the shelters aren't as full. But shelters all around the country right now are super full, especially LA. They are doubling, tripling up dogs in the shelters. It is dire. Like, it really, really is.
Oh.
Please foster a dog if you can. Or if you're thinking about adopting, now's the perfect time.
Or a kitty. Or a cat.
Or a cat. Or cats, too. They also got rabbits, ducks, chickens. They got everything out here.
I need a dog.
Go to your local shelter if you live in LA. Foster for Life LA is a great place to
find. I need a duck.
There's a duck at North Central LA shelter right now. I sent it to Anthony. I said, we're going to get a duck. We're going to be Joey and Chandler. He said, no, I'm going to do it anyway.
I need a duck.
I need a duck. Yeah, that's it.
Does a duck need water?
Yes, but they can have little pools.
Yeah, they don't need bodies.
They can just have like a little kiddie pool.
Yeah. Because they can walk on land.
What if I had a duck?
They're on.
My
cats aren't gonna.
No, you get a thing for it.
Yeah. My cats won't want a duck in the house.
They might. I could see Mittens loving a duck.
I mean, Meow would be pissed though. Yeah. Guys, I'll work it out. Until next week, which is, I believe, like Bone Zone City.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we're talking about. My name is Arta Marine. Get ready. Get ready for Bone Zone. Question, how many people are going to have sex? How many times?
Ooh.
I think we're going to get...
And who's the winner for each?
Two bones.
I think Gabby would have sex with all of them if she could, but I don't know what's going to happen with Eric.
Agreed. Okay.
I don't know about Rachel.
So what do you
Rachel's
think...
Rachel's going to do it with everybody.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
More so than I think Gabby.
They've both been really open about, like...
Horny.
Yeah, being horny and like wanting to have sex. Which I think is great.
They should.
Gabby more than Rachel, but yeah, I think Rachel will definitely fuck.
I think Rachel will, and I think the only reason Gabby won't will be is if
the What's
Eric
the final
thing
outcome for everybody? Who wins and how does it go down?
I think Nick Viall is going to show up at the finale, and he's going to hook up with Gabby.
Okay, great. Okay. I think Tino and Rachel are going to get engaged. Boo. And I think that I think Gabby and Eric are going to get engaged, and they're going to make it look like it's not. And that they're going to be happy.
I suck in that emotion.
And I think that Nate is going to be the bachelor, unless it's not Eric, in which case Eric is going to be the bachelor.
That would be
okay.
Boring.
Agree. Okay, Dr. B?
I agree with you that Tino for Ray Ray, and then Gabby and Eric, and then it's looking like Nate.
Agree.
For BB.
Yeah.
All right. Did you, Whitney?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, until next time, I think the Lord's work is done for the week. I'm going to go retire to my chamber. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Going to get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.